Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. Where are your dreams? How are they coming along? Because this show was created to inspire you to take steps and turn your dreams into a reality. It's life-changing when we do that. Well, I'm going to be talking about the roadmap for success. And a little later on, Dr. Betty Uribe is going to be on the line. She's here to talk about her new best-selling book. It's called Values. In fact, it's hashtag values. And Dr. Betty is going to share what headlines are doing that are affecting consumer confidence in role models, sports figures, corporate leaders, and even in government. So in today's economic environment, Wall Street and the general media are questioning leaders' values and integrity. And whether it's in your personal life or your business, or your family, you're showing up as a leader. So she's going to give us some heavy-duty new tips we haven't learned before so we can learn to trust our own leadership and become better leaders. On today's show, Dr. Betty's going to talk about the secret to top-level performance in business and life. So the roadmap to success. Here are three strategies that I recommend that you might find very successful and helpful. The first strategy is find a mentor. We know what we know. We were given the gifts we were given. Outside of that, the way to success is to find somebody who's got the pieces you don't have and excels at that. Hire them to be your mentor. Or if you're in a school environment, ask them to be your mentor. The next success strategy, number two, be unique. What we have seen, whether it's on YouTube videos and they've got a godzillion followers, whether it's in a new television show or a new movie, or whether it is someone in leadership, when you are unique, meaning indigenous to yourself, authentic to yourself, people will find something to resonate with and a quality of transparency so they connect with your humanness, but also what makes you uniquely you. And that's ultimately what we'll fall in love with. Of course, I would teach in media, sometimes people have a personality a little bit like a Howard Stern or other people who polarize, but they can be very popular too. But certainly be unique. And success strategy number three, take action. Take action. In the law of attraction, understand that the word action is in attraction. So if you want to attract something to you and get that law to work on your behalf of magnification, the way that we magnetically draw something to us, that we attract something to us, is through action. We must take action so we start to open those doors. So your dreams and what is possible. You know, you can actually be a scientist. When you're going about your dream, you're taking action, start paying attention to the feedback you receive from people, from life, from results. As if you're a scientist conducting an experiment, you can say, I did X. Was it successful? Did I get the result I wanted? Why or why not? This allows us to see what really is without taking any of it personally, because it's not. and then make corrections for the next time and move on. Or if it's working just fine, keep replicating that for us. Here's another strategy I highly recommend, which is make time for relationship building. When I look back on my life and everything that I have created in the past 10 years as far as success in media, the 3 books I've written that are international bestsellers, my business in coaching people in media and how to master it and how to coach them to be amazing on radio and media, how to create a best-selling book, for me being on stage, every little piece of it, my mastermind groups, everything's been created because I had a relationship with somebody that got developed and led somewhere. Success is built in when we are other people focused. This allows us to take the time to strengthen the bonds of friendship, of colleagues, to form long-lasting relationships with others. One of my best friends came from a mastermind group. So you never know who or what you're going to meet there that's going to change the course of your life and business. We can reach out to contacts. We can look for ways to help them. And, you know, they say service is its own reward, and it's so true. We'll be remembered for that. I always advise people, do not give up. Never give up when the going gets tough. We are all on the road to our dream, going to experience obstacles and things that feel like they're getting in our way, or they may be saying no to us when we want a big yes. Successful people hang in there. They pivot. They try something new. They persist. They don't resist. They persist. Now, they may have to change their direction, but they do keep moving forward. And again, mentors, the importance of mentors. Mentors can help you achieve your goals so much faster. One of the amazing things they do is help keep you accountable. And the other amazing thing is they open doors to a vista you may not already know about. Again, like I said earlier, you know what you know. You were given your gifts, your talents, your proclivities. And a mentor has a whole nother set of principles and understandings about their expertise. Let them open all those doors and teach you. They can share valuable experience, and it will cut your learning time in half. Focus. Focus can be an acronym. Follow one course until success, will you? Follow one course until success. So life is way too short to do anything else other than what you enjoy and love doing. Passion, perseverance, a psychology test that spent years studying kids and adults found that one characteristic was a significant predictor of success. Can you guess what that is? Psychology test found that the characteristic significant for a predictor of success was grit. Grit. The result of the research showed that grit is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future day in, day out, not just for the week, not just for the month, but for years, and working hard to make that future a reality. Grit is living life like it's a marathon, not a sprint. And another research, and I love research, I love statistics, I find it fascinating. So there was a research that was conducted by a Stanford psychologist that basically came back with the end result of people with a growth mindset, people with a growth mindset perceive failure as a way to grow, and they therefore embrace it. So they overcome what stops them, and they claim success and happiness through patience, persistence, perseverance, practice, and positive thinking. So in conclusion, be successful, be happy, live your life with passion, and remember, you deserve to be successful. Success is waiting for you. Dare to dream. Claim your place in the world, and you are where you are. It's perfect for your starting point for a better, more accomplished, and a fulfilled life. You deserve to be successful. Dare to dream and dare to create your dreams into your reality. Dr. Betty Uribe is here. She's an internationally renowned bilingual and bicultural speaker and author. Betty is recognized for her expertise in values-based leadership. She is currently the Executive Vice President of California Bank and Trust Greater Southern California Division and has P&L responsibility for commercial, business, and personal banking, which also includes its distribution network. California Bank and Trust is a $12 billion organization and a division of Zions Bank Corporation, which has over $55 billion in assets. Under Dr. Betty Uribe's leadership, CB&T has been named the best bank in Orange County, California for three consecutive years. Arriving in the United States from Colombia, not speaking any English until the age of 12, Betty's first job was cleaning houses to help support her family. Fast forward to today, and Dr. Betty is a senior banking executive, entrepreneur, international best-selling author, and recently received the Latina of Influence Award and Top 25 National Corporate Elite. And the secret to her success? Values-based leadership. You can learn more at her website. Go to drbettyuribe.com. Betty, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Debbie. Very happy to be here.
I'm looking forward to our conversation today on the secret to top-level performance in business and life. So I'm going to start here. I did a little digging. And I found your Pepperdine University dissertation / thesis abstract, and I'd like to read a little bit from it for the listeners to hear to get us started. This is from Betty's thesis, and here is what it reads. Values-based leadership of senior leaders in finance, the military, and entrepreneurial organizations. The abstract summary reads, this mixed methods study gained understanding of the values and leadership characteristics of CEOs and executives in finance, entrepreneurial organizations, and military generals. Using purposeful sampling, the subjects were selected for being values-based leaders, defined as leaders whose actions are congruent with their espoused values of integrity, focusing on the good of the whole, and making a positive impact on others. From this research, a strategic, collaborative decision-making process emerged, which includes high-potential leaders along with key stakeholders learning complex decision-making, while the executive leader is the final decision-maker. Wow. So, Betty, this dissertation, was this the genesis of your now best-selling book called Values?
Yes, it was, Debbie. Actually, I started the dissertation a few years ago. And once I began to write it and once I began to interview the people that I had access to, I realized this can't just stay as a dissertation. The folks at Pepperdine University where I got my doctorate and other people kept saying, you need to get this into a book. It's got to be out there for people to read because of some of the findings that we had in the dissertation. So yes, it was absolutely the impetus for the book.
Purposeful sampling, the subjects selected for being values-based leaders. Can you comment on the most interesting leaders that you interviewed and wrote about in your book?
Well, there are 19 leaders in the book, Debbie, and every single one of them is an amazing leader in and of themselves. I think some of the most interesting ones would probably be some of the folks that I interviewed from the White House and from the Pentagon, and then some of the higher level leaders in finance. And then there were some people here from Southern California that I interviewed. I can tell you, for example, Julie Bentz. She is a nuclear physicist, and the first time I interviewed her for the dissertation, she was in charge of all of the nuclear power plants for the United States around the world. Second time I interviewed her, came back for the book to get some updates, and she's now in the Pentagon. and she is in charge of keeping our troops safe in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Very interesting individual who had a lot of advice for your listeners around how do you live life? How do you get to where you are? If she is a general who has worked for both governments, the Democratic and the Republican government, directly for the president, and has had very high-level positions. And so some of the questions that I would ask her would be, how did you get up to where you are? And they echo the advice that you gave to your readers at the beginning of this show. Find a mentor, be unique, take action. The take action was one of the ones that I think more likely corroborates with what you talked about. She said, you know, I always ask for volunteers. And when my boss asks for volunteers, I am the first one to raise my hand. Whether I know how to do the job or not, I risk. And I raise my hand and I say, I will do that. It's an opportunity for people to see that I'm willing to give of myself. And I'm also willing to actually learn something new. If I don't know how to do it, I take action. She really focuses on her people and really adding value to her people. She has a collaborative way of leading, so people actually have an ear when they come to her. So a lot of things like that. That would be one of the leaders. Another one that I'm going to see in D.C. next week is Raquel Bono, and she is an admiral in the U.S. Navy and she's a surgeon. She was asked to do surgery in the middle of war. And she was, there were missiles going all over. And the knee-jerk reaction, the human knee-jerk reaction is, why are they asking me to do this in the middle of war with missiles all over the place? And all of a sudden, she checked herself and she went to her higher purpose. And she thought, wait a minute, I joined the Navy to save lives. I'm going to save this man's life. And she proceeded to operate with missiles going all over, and she saved that man's life. Mm-hmm. That is someone that, again, in the study, one of the things I found was these leaders lead with a higher purpose. She stayed true to her higher purpose, to really make an impact and to save somebody's life. So a lot of lessons. General Mick Kicklider, who I'm also going to see next week, he was in charge of the U.S. Army from the west of the United States to the east of China during the Saddam Hussein days. And he was in charge of going back and bringing order to the country and installing the first embassy in the country at a time when he didn't have a team. He needed to put together a brand new team. And I asked him, how do you do that? You get a brand new team. You have 6 months to do this, and you've got to really add value immediately. You have to build trust immediately. You have to get together a team and go and do this so quickly, ordered directly from the White House to do this. And one of the things he said, Debbie, he said, on a Sunday, you would find me at a synagogue. You would find me at a church. You would find me at a temple. And I said, why would you do that? He said, because that's where my troops needed me. They didn't need me to be up at the Eiffel Tower, up at my office. They needed me to roll up my sleeves and to be right there with them. That's where they needed me. So a lot of very interesting leaders. There are 19 leaders in the book, and every single one of them has very unique experiences that they share.
How in the world did you get someone from the Vatican to write the introduction to your book, to write that forward? That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. I think in life we have opportunities. One of the things you were talking about was make time for relationship building. Mm. And as I was listening to you, I thought, this is exactly what I do. And I was thinking, how, because I get asked those questions, how did you get to here? How did you get to there? And what I do is very simple. I create bonding relationships with people and I stay in touch with them. But what I do when I first meet people is I look for ways to add value to them. I looked for ways to give to them rather than for ways that they can serve me. And I think when we have an attitude of giving and we have an attitude of adding value first, that creates an opportunity for creating trust with people. And so when I met Monsignor Giacomo Pappalardo from the Vatican, first time I met him, I talked about just my personal life, and I was very curious. I'm a very curious individual, and I asked him, what is it like to be working for the Pope? What is it like to run the department that declares sainthood? Mother Teresa was just declared saint. His department is the one that blessed that and made the final decision. And I said, what was that like? He said, you know, this is what it's like. And so I talk to people as if they are people just like you and me, Debbie. When I talk to someone from the Vatican, he also gets up in the morning and he brushes his teeth just like you and me, and he goes out and does his work. When I meet somebody from the White House, they do the same. When I meet somebody that is the cleaning person for the building that I work in, they're exactly the same. So one of the things my Aunt Ruby taught me when I first came to the United States at the age of 12, she said, Betty, you're going to get as high as you want to. Someday you're going to dine with the President of the United States. Nobody is better than you. Everybody is a human being just like you. The only difference between people that have more money than you, maybe it's because they have more debt. And so I look at people for who they are and not what they have. And so when you look at the people, the essence of who people really are, then it's easier to have a conversation with them without your voice trembling or without you thinking that they're bigger than you, because really we are all exactly the same. And so I look to see, how can I add value to them? I also stay in touch with them periodically. I create those relationships that you were talking about at the beginning of the show. What I do is I will, for the Monsignor, for example, after I met him, I did a selfie, and I said, okay, I want to send you the selfie so you have it. How can I send it to you? He said, well, I'm on WhatsApp. So we downloaded WhatsApp, and I sent him the selfie. And then after he got back to the Vatican, I sent him a thank you, a heartfelt thank you. I said, thank you so much. What you added a lot of value for me. And how can we do this? And I would like to stay in touch with you if that's okay. Do I have your permission to stay in touch with you? I ask for permission because not everybody has the bandwidth to do that. And then I want to also double check and make sure that they're interested in having a relationship with me. And he said, of course. So I would send him prayers or Bible verses every once in a while, and then he would send me back prayers or Bible verses. When my brother was going through a brain surgery because of his cancer, I sent him a text in the middle of the operation. I said, would you please pray for my brother? This is what's happening. And he has a gift of prophecy. He sent me immediately at 2:30 in the morning that day. And in Rome time, he said, your brother's going to be okay. Rest assured that I will be praying, and God will give him more than 9 months. Wow. In the middle of my brother's brain surgery. And so we kept a relationship. When he came, he had just written a book, and he had gotten someone from the United States to do the endorsement. And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm writing a book. Would you do the same for me? And he looked at me, and he said, I need to read the book. But for you, of course I would do that. Let me read the book first. So I had to get it translated into Italian, but he actually wrote a page and a half letter of endorsement from the Vatican, really endorsing the book. That's how that particular relationship happened. And there are many relationships like that. But back to what you say to your listeners, Debbie, you're so wise. Make time for relationship building. And it only took pinging him on WhatsApp every once in a while, sending him pictures of my brother and I, sending him pictures of maybe verses that I read from the Bible that morning, or something wise that I read, or a picture of the Pope when the Pope was here, and some of the verbiage that I so strongly believe in. It's the ability to reach beyond religion, to really get to the human being, and sending little posts to him. I do that with people that I care about, and I do that with relationships all the time.
Yeah, this is a big secret sauce. It's also a lovely story that you have nurtured and cultivated a relationship at this level. But actually, everyone's human, everyone's accessible, and when you show up as a contribution, such as you did with the Pope, they really receive that. They really respect that. And I love the story of your brother's surgery and having that ping come to you with some prophecy attached to it, that you could rest easy and know not only were you being prayed for, but given some really important information so you could just be there for the process and know really everything's going to be okay. That's just a beautiful relationship. And I also, by the way, appreciate the fact that you made a little side note there that said, not every relationship will come to fruition. And that's such an important fact. Not everyone is there for us. Of course, there's so many people. But like any time you cook and bake and you sift flour and something comes out of the sifter, that's what it's like with relationships. And the right ones that are there to stick and supposed to be in your life, it'll become really abundantly clear. And the ones, you know, they're too busy or whatever's happening in their space, you'll just move on. It'll dissipate. So trust that process, and what a beautiful example. We are going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll be speaking with Dr. Betty Moore about being results-focused, values-based, how you can be a leader in your own life. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream Radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I'm interviewing Dr. Betty Uribe, who is a results-focused, values-based financial services executive, leadership academic, entrepreneur, and community leader. You can learn more about her and her new book at drbettyuribe.com. Betty, I want to start off a little bit about you. What an interesting life you've led. Today, you're recognized as a top financial expert in your field, 3 decades in the financial industry, and previously, you have entrepreneurial background in manufacturing and transportation. That is a couple of industries and businesses there. What have these various industries and businesses afforded you to understand yourself as a leader?
Well, that's a very big question, so I'm going to narrow that down, and thank you for asking. I started my entrepreneurial journey at the age of 19. I ran in manufacturing company. We did surgical lighting components we manufactured. So for your readers who are female, the Kaiser Permanente's gynecological light is my light. That's my claim to fame. And I bought a couple of other companies that were manufacturing. And then later on, I inherited my father's transportation company in South America and ran that for a couple of years until some things happened and I had to just sell it. In finance, banking, all of them, I think what they all have in common in my life is the opportunity to make a difference for people. And I feel like no matter what type of business you are running, and right now I run a bank. It's a $15 billion bank, and I run a division, a large division of the bank, and I deal with a lot of business owners. And one of the things that I see in the business owners that create sustainable performance is they realize that they are in the business of people first. You can manufacture widgets. You can manufacture import-export computer parts. But at the end of the day, the way to create sustainable performance is through the realization that we're in the people business. So back to what you said at the beginning of the show, making relationships and taking action and being unique. All of these things are important when you realize that you are dealing with human beings just like you. The other piece that for me has been very true in my career and in my personal life, in my career, whatever I do for my customers, I also do for my employees. This is a realization that happened last year, actually. The Corporate Executive Board did a case study on the turnaround that I just finished at California Bank and Trust, and they had me present it to 30 banks around the world as a best-in-class turnaround. One of the biggest ahas that the research team had when they did the study was this mirror effect, and that I talk about whenever I speak to audiences. Always realize that whatever you're doing for your customers, people really focus outwardly. You need to do that same thing for your employees. For example, when I came to California Bank and Trust, I had focus groups up in Northern California, Central California, Orange County, and San Diego. And I asked the customers, what do you want from a bank? I'm a non-traditional banker. I bring different things that are completely out of the norm for our clients. I give them experiences that are completely different. Well, I did the same thing for my employees. I took 3 months and visited with every single employee from 10 minutes to an hour and a half. And I asked them 3 questions. What's working? What's not working? What would you do differently? I asked the customers the same question, and I listened, and I began to make changes. When we first came here, people didn't know who California Bank and Trust was. Today, we've been named the number one bank in Orange County for 3 years in a row, and that's not just in Orange County. It took everybody in the bank to really talk to our customers. And so I think the realization that we're in the people business, and when we really take time to create those relationships, our mantra is building trust and value in relationships for generations. That's been my mantra since I started in banking in 1988. So building trust, it takes living a life of congruency where you are aligned with your values. That's what it takes to build trust. So whether I'm in finance or being an entrepreneur for manufacturing or transportation, or whether I'm speaking in front of an audience or traveling to the Vatican or to D.C., it really, or talking to you, Debbie, what you know about me is my integrity. What you know about me is my brand. How do I create that brand? I create it every day with every touch I have with my employees, with my family, with my community, and with the leaders that I associate with. Does that make sense?
Interesting, because integrity is something that you mentioned throughout your book that is meaningful. And you're talking about now the role that integrity plays in our personal and business lives. How would you typify integrity. What does integrity mean to you and the roles you're talking about, integrity and congruency, play for leaders?
Integrity plays a big role. And the first place that I look for integrity is within myself. Am I integrous with myself first? What I mean by that is I have a certain set of values that I live my life with. I don't expect my employees or the people around me to have the same values, but I do ask them to align with them. For example, my value system is God, job, education, family, health, and community. And so when I take a look at family being my second, right, second to my spirituality, and then job being after family, what does that tell my people? Well, it tells them that my family comes first. I align myself and I act according to my values. I've trained my children, for example, to if they need something, they can 411 me or send me a text. But if they have an emergency, they can call me. I've been in meetings with the president of the bank where my phone has rang and I've said, excuse me, this is my daughter. And the president of the bank has honored that because he knows that my family comes first because I made it clear at the very beginning. So integrity is within myself first. What are my values? How am I going to make decisions? And the decisions I make are based on what's most important to me. If I get an opportunity to join a board, for example, I just joined the board of the Rose Bowl. I'm happy to say I'm the first woman in the history of the Rose Bowl Foundation to be voted into the board, and this just happened. Thank you. And the reason I joined the board, and I've joined several boards, and the reason I particularly took this one on is because of the value system that the Rose Bowl is. It's America's stadium. And the goal of Dean Francino, for example, Bronzino, who's the director, is to utilize the Rose Bowl to create opportunities for education for kids in the community. Well, that completely aligns with what I'm doing with the book. I'm raising funds for scholarships for kids all over the world. I've already started in Africa. And so it's an absolute way to align myself with my values, and that is why I was able to join the board. I made that decision. I associate with people like you. You are someone who is integrous. You are someone who has your values congruent with your actions. And it took a while for me to associate because I needed to study. I needed to make sure that you were congruent. And so when integrity plays a role in everything that you do, then your brand and the people around you will know who you are, not because you say it, but because of your actions.
Before we go to break, hashtag values. How did you come up with that title of the hashtag and then the word values?
This was really interesting. I was speaking in D.C., and there was someone that was in the audience. I actually was asked to speak about the study that I was doing in my upcoming book. And at the time, it was kind of still in rough form. And so there was somebody in the audience, and I had asked the audience, I said, this is what the book is about. Let me just give you 5 minutes about it. And I'm looking for somebody to give me some suggestions about the name of the book. Well, here comes Myrna Soto, and she's from MSNBC, a senior executive. And as soon as I sat down from my speech, she said, I've got the name of your book. I said, what is it? She says, hashtag values. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. So that's how it came up. The book is all about values, as you know, and the dissertation study was all about values-based leadership. And because values is something that the world really needs right now, and it's something that really creates impactful, penetrable impact in the world. I wanted it to be just very simple in one word, and this just jumped out at me. That's how
hashtag
it came.
Hashtag values. So
yes.
We will come back and speak more with Dr. Betty, and we'll find out from her what is the way of overcoming obstacles in leadership, because when you're a leader, inherently you are going to experience obstacles, and how do we, from her expert point of view, get around them? This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter. It's my name, Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to debbiedashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Dr. Betty Uribe, best-selling author of the book Values. Her website, drbettyuribe.com, and also her book, hashtag Values, is available on Amazon and all bookstores. So, Betty, I want to start where we promised we would start, overcoming obstacles in leadership. What is your view or expertise about overcoming obstacles in leadership?
I think we would start, Debbie, with how do we look at obstacles? And this is very common amongst the leaders I interviewed for my book. How do you see an obstacle? Do you see something that is in front of you that you can't get through? Do you go up against it? Do you go around it? Do you go over it? Or do you have a different relationship with an obstacle? For me personally, and aligned with the leaders I interviewed, obstacles are, I call those breakdowns. And I learned a long time ago from a woman, a wonderful leader named Margot, breakdowns are specifically designed to create breakthroughs if you let them. I learned from my mother that when things are going wrong, stop and watch yourself and see what you can learn from them. I tell my leaders, if you have an issue with an employee, and this is not the type of employee that you would normally want to lead, then understand and see, okay, what is the learning opportunity here? Is this a stretch for you? That's wonderful. If it's a stretch and you're stretching and you can't sleep at night, that's fantastic. Celebrate that because it's an opportunity to expand your horizons. It's an opportunity to stretch into a whole nother level. So overcoming obstacles, I don't see those as obstacles. I see those as opportunities to learn, opportunities to stretch, and opportunities to become a better leader. I
learn,
approach those.
Stretch and become better as a leader. And Betty, this is Dare to Dream. You've created a lot. I know the kind of game you like to play and how big you're willing to go. My question is, what do you next dare to dream, your future dreams and goals?
My future dream is to create scholarships for 100 students who are values-based leaders in each continent, and that each of them will pay it forward like I am currently paying forward the scholarship that I received from my brother many years ago. and in a way that it will create a legacy for years and generations far beyond the time that I am on this earth. I know that my time is limited, just like everybody else's, but I also know that my span and my opportunity is not. And so I think about the opportunity to leave a legacy for generations to come so that long after I'm gone, there will be millions of people that will be affected across the globe, and we will have injected values right back into leadership in leaders around every country in the world.
Paying it forward. And here at the end, what is the most important thing that you have learned recently, something that has come up in your life that you've had to learn and incorporate, make changes around, and have gained some wisdom from? What would that be?
My brother recently moved into my house. He has terminal cancer. And if anybody has read Tuesdays with Maury, I now have dailies with Fernando. What that means is I take the time to spend quality time with my brother, who is now, for the first time in his life, really living and relearning and re-experiencing what it is like to live, to take every moment of every day and, first of all, be grateful, but learn from it and add value in others. So I've had to really change my schedule. I've had to really look at different things, and instead of looking at it as a have to, I'm looking at it as a get to.
Well, we're so glad we got to have you, Betty, on the show today. Thank you for inspiring us and teaching us about values and about leadership today on Dare to Dream.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's been truly a pleasure being part of your show today.
An honor. I end today's show with this quote from Beth Rivas. Power isn't control at all. Power is strength, and giving that strength to others. A leader isn't someone who forces others to make him stronger. A leader is someone willing to give his or her strength to others that they may have the strength to stand on their own. Subscribe to my YouTube videos. Go to youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.